from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Full disclosure, I changed my number 2 days after the US Open, so I didn't get it until he told me about it today. So I was like, oh, thanks very much. So I blanked Tiger Woods, which was probably not a great thing, but Tiger's been nothing but incredible to me over the course of my career, in the good moments and in the bad. You know, he sent me an incredible message after St. Andrews in 2022. I met Tiger when I was 15 years old, and I've built up a great relationship with him, his whole family. So yeah, it means a lot.
That is Rory McIlroy on talking with Tiger after his collapse at Pinehurst. There had been a rumored kind of spat between Tiger and Rory that I think maybe stemmed from Tiger's got like a big role on one of those boards that the players are on for the PGA Tour, and Rory got like kicked off it. And maybe that's where it kind of got started, because I don't know, McIlroy's been very like anti-Liv and very opinionated on the future of golf, and maybe the other players started to deviate from that a little bit, but it sounds like from there that their, you know, their relationship seems fine. 803-0550 is the phone number. Bill Zoomies, what's left to get out energy-wise here? Shake it out. And a lot of the a lot of the carryover has been from the last Chiefs playoff game, which, do you think this is right that we have spent less time this offseason belaboring that playoff game than any of the other playoff games that they've lost in? Less than Cincinnati, certainly less than 13 seconds, and maybe even less than the AFC Championship game. I feel like we've kind of, that game happened, and we went into it for a couple of weeks, and then just kind of put it over there, and like, I don't know how often we've really gone over and touched it. It's because it kind of gets grouped in, lumped in with the rest, right?
Yeah.
It's just another Chief playoff loss.
Yeah. I think it's just hard to continue talking about it.
The playoff game?
Yeah.
Well, we've definitely fired it back up today.
Certainly.
And there's energy on it. Mark in Florida, you're next up on the Western Hotline. We've got Kyle Brandt coming up on the Western Hotline at 9:30 from NFL Network. That'll be fun. So Mark first. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Couple things. Just going back to that Chiefs playoff game, the last one. I mean, if there was ever a chance for us to take them down, that would have been it. I just feel like it comes down to the same old things, you know, clock management and just overall game planning, coaching, and, you know, having A.J. Klein on the field. I mean, how my mother knew he shouldn't have been out there, put anybody else in. And I always say, you know, if you don't think that's the case, what would happen if you just switch coaching staffs for the last 4 years? You give Buffalo the Walrus and what's his name, the defensive coordinator, and their coaches, and you give Mahomes our guys, I guarantee you we win 2 or 3 Super Bowls. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark, for the call.
Probably my most frustrating thing about Sean McDermott, if there's a true criticism that I think is has, like, you know, behind it real juice, real teeth, is coaching not to lose. It's the same way that Rory, the same idea exists with Rory McIlroy, is when he's playing from behind. You saw what he did playing from behind, playing with a clear mind, and he's playing offense. Through 15 holes, he was in a position to beat Bryson DeChambeau. And then he played defense. He played conservatively. He moved away from what got him there to play defense, to play not to lose. And when you play not to lose in any sport, especially professionally when other teams are present, when you're going up against other people that are very good, you cannot, in those moments, play not to lose.
Did you see who the Bills have the 6th best odds to get in 2025? Did you see this yesterday?
No.
What individual? You take a guess. Who is the individual that is a big enough name that there are odds out there on him that the Bills are listed as the 6th favorite to land in 2025?
What free agent?
Doesn't necessarily have to be a free agent.
What player?
Doesn't necessarily have to be a player. Just an individual in the sport. Bill Belichick.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say it, but I thought you were... I assumed better.
Bill Belichick. There's no earthly way, right? Jeremy has said this a lot, and I agree with it, that they would never move off... It's hard to see them ever moving off Sean McDermott unless they already had an idea that was big, and like they got to know it's got to be for someone. They're not just going to fire McDermott and then go interview 10 candidates and hire the offensive coordinator of the Lions. I tend to agree with them that they would do it for a big idea, and that maybe is the only way they'd ever do it. And Bill Belichick is that, but I can't. There's no way. Right? There's no way.
Not a shot.
Want to guess the teams above the Bills? Who are the teams that have better odds, according to Bet Online, to land Bill Belichick, or to land him? He might not even coach. He might be done. But which team will Belichick coach in 2025? Who are the 5 teams better odds than the Bills? Who would you guess?
For Bill Belichick?
Yep. 5 teams better odds than the Bills for Bill Belichick in 2025.
Jaguars.
Jaguars are just below the Bills, 25-1. The Bills are 12-1, by the way.
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins I don't have as being listed here.
The Giants.
The Giants are number 4 on this list.
The Jets.
That's always been the team I've thought. The Jets are listed here. Quickly on that. The Jets are above the Bills in odds. There's... He left after a day?
He'd do it.
He left them to go to a division rival after one day?
He's desperate enough.
And it's the same owner.
He's desperate enough.
There's no way that owner is ever going to, after what happened between those two sides, maybe they've reconciled. I don't know. The Giants, the Maras are very friendly and are like very close with Belichick. I could totally see the Giants.
So there's 2 teams left.
You've got 4 teams left.
Oh.
You got the 2 New York teams.
Yep.
Sorry, so the Bills were 7th, I guess.
Okay.
So who are the 6 teams above them? You've got 2 of them. Who else? These would also be teams where you might expect, like, all right, the coach is on the hot seat.
The Bears.
The Bears are number 3. And it's kind of amazing to me Matt Eberflus is even their coach right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That they didn't line it up. New coach with the new quarterback at the same time.
How about Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is not listed.
Nah.
They just signed Tomlin to an extension. Man, wouldn't that be something,
the
though,
Eagles.
If they fire Tomlin for Belichick. The Eagles are number 2, plus 500. Yeah, Philadelphia. Sirianni, they stripped his power to hire coordinators, mm-hmm. right? Basically, like, they told him, like, you got to get two new coordinators. And Ron Rivera is there now, I think. So, yeah, the Eagles are good.
Who could be number one?
And then you're missing number four also.
One and four. Okay.
Number one is also plus 100.
The Carolina Panthers?
Basically even money. No. Carolina I don't see being listed here.
Huh. Dallas Cowboys. The entire plus NFC 100. East. The entire NFC East.
The Commanders are not the other team, but the Cowboys are the favorite. Which makes sense, right?
Yes, it does.
Jerry Jones. How are they going to keep going with McCarthy?
The Denver Broncos.
Nope.
Hmm.
You're in the right division, though.
The Raiders?
The Raiders.
Jesus.
So here's why that would happen. They'd offer him a bunch of money, and Tom Brady, the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, would hire his old friend Bill Belichick just so he could be in the position to fire Bill Belichick. Brady wants to hire Belichick just so after a year, he could call Bill into his office as the boss and fire
as the boss.
And fire yeah. Belichick. That's what Brady wants to do. The other teams listed here, Saints, Buccaneers, Vikings, Browns are the other teams for Belichick. I tend to think he won't coach again, though. I don't think he's going to coach again. I think his reputation
think so
is
too.
Kind of soiled. I think he's older. I think another part of Belichick is what comes with him is, well, what's the plan after you? You're 71 years old. I need to know who's in line to take over for you after. And the coaches that he is taken with him from team to team to team, I would want no part of. I'd want no part of, well, you're going to coach me for 2 years, and then, okay, your understudy, Matt Patricia, is going to take over. No thanks. There's nobody I would want off that coaching tree. 803-0550. Bill Zoomies, what do you got left over? What's pent-out frustration, energy? McDermott from the Chiefs playoff game, if you want. That caller that just called in at the beginning of the segment about A.J. Klein starting that game. I'm right there. The whole week leading up, I thought it was kind of crazy that they weren't going to play Dorian Williams, who, sure, was going to make mistakes, but...
At least he was going to make them with speed and
right.
being
and,
over-aggressive.
And just take the chance that maybe you're going to get a splash play or two, a turnover, a fumble punched out, a pick, something from Dorian Williams that makes up for all the bad, because you just knew A.J. Klein was going to have the bad, not being able to cover anybody. He was going to get exposed by Andy Reid, and just there was never going to be any upside to it. You knew there weren't going to be any big plays from him out there. He was planning a trip to Disney World 2 weeks before. DJ in Virginia is next up. What's up, DJ?
Hi. So we all kind of make fun of the Steelers and, you know, Tomlin yep. and, you know, how he's kind of a bum. But honestly, I think we're kind of the Steelers with McDermott. You know, they're both defensive coaches. They're both, you know, make crazy boneheaded, you know, one guy tripped a guy in the middle of a play. Our coach, you know, did 13 seconds, you know, comparable. But, you know, we are the early on Steelers with, you know, Big Ben and how just we don't have the early success. And I don't think we're ever going to have it with McDermott. So we're all watching the later stages of it, you know, in Pittsburgh.
Can I ask DJ, though, like, I will never defend the 13 seconds. We'll never defend that. The coaching was so dumb in that game. How many examples are there really, though, since then? Like, Tomlin, it is every game. And McDermott,
New England.
Go ahead.
And the New England game this year, the Giants game this year, and then also the Denver game this year.
The Denver game calling the timeout.
The Denver game is bad. The Denver game is bad. What specifically about the New England or Giants game am I forgetting that was bad for him?
The fact that we never changed defenses. We sat there and literally let them, you know, dink and dunk, and that's what their offense is. We sat there and played two back. Instead of, you know, going blitzing, doing anything to, you know,
okay,
go after
yep.
the short pass.
The New England game at the end, that might be right. The Giant game, I don't know, man. They give him 9 points.
Yeah, they let Mac Jones, who got benched like 4 weeks later, just march down the field on you.
Yeah, I can't get there in the Giant game. There was only 9 points. Like, I'm actually asking. I'm not saying it as a defense. Like, what are the big boneheaded coaching decisions from McDermott since 13 seconds? Because Tomlin, it happens every week. He'll punt from the 35-yard line on a weekly basis. McDermott, in terms of the data on when do you know when to go for it on fourth down, where do you punt from, you know, a lot of that stuff, McDermott actually checks the boxes. Like, he's become, or maybe he's really been this since, you know, maybe Allen, He's been one of the more progressive fourth down coaches in the league. The whole landscape of coaching is conservative for fourth down decision making. So
let me ask you this.
I'd still say he's too conservative, but by when you compare him to his peers, there's a reason when you see these charts come up on Twitter throughout the year of when do coaches know when to go for it. It's like Dan Campbell way at the top by far, and I forget who usually is like second, and then McDermott's usually like third or fourth.
Let me ask you this, though.
The other one, real quick, before you go, he missed one other example. The other boneheaded decision he made last year, I think, for me, there are only two. There are only two game management decisions I'm like, oh my, you can't be serious. Denver with 12 men and Philadelphia kneeling the ball with 30 seconds
left. And the field goal and the fake punt in the playoff game.
The fake punt.
It's amplified in the big games. It's amplified. But let me ask you a serious question, and I'd love for you to really think about it. And I don't think there's any way you could disagree with this. I don't. Okay. Because at least there's proof that Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl. He did it with Bill Cowher's team, but he did it.
He did it 15 years ago.
If Mike Tomlin had Josh Allen on his football team for the last 5 years, does he have a Super Bowl?
In the last 5 years?
Yep.
I'd bet you the results are at best the same.
I bet you that they win a Super Bowl.
I know. I would not bet that.
With
what
George
do you
Pickett
think
and Deontay
he's doing?
Johnson.
What is he doing against Andy Reid that is different from Sean McDermott? Do Mike Tomlin? Okay, we could point to quarterback if we want, and like I think that's fair. Like the one thing to his credit is that dude figures out how to get to 8-9 wins at least every single year, no matter if he's got someone named Duck Hodges as his quarterback or Mason Rudolph. It just doesn't matter. Kenny Pickett, who wasn't good, he'll get you to that winning record. That's to his credit. But let's look at the Steelers' playoff losses in the last 8 years.
Okay.
It's not the quarterback that's letting them down. It's Mike Tomlin's defenses do not come ready to play.
How many of those games did TJ Watt play in?
I mean, the whole thing is about one player.
He's the best player in the league.
I know he's
great. Best defensive player in the league.
But TJ Watt wasn't on their team in 2017 when they gave up 45 points to Blake Bortles as Jacksonville Jaguars.
They also went to the AFC Championship game.
Was TJ Watt, maybe was he in the game when they gave up 48 points to the Cleveland Browns in a playoff game in 2020? Was he there when they gave up 42 points to Kansas City in the playoff game the next year? Since 2017.
I don't think he's played in the playoffs.
Since 2017, Tomlin's defenses have given up 45, 48, 42, and 31.
Who are the quarterbacks in those? How many points did they score in those games?
But the quarterbacks.
How many points did they score in those games?
Allen and Mahomes, sure, but Mayfield and Bortles.
No. Like, I'm saying who played quarterback for Pittsburgh? And how many points did they score?
Roethlisberger, Pickett, and Rudolph. They scored, but hold on. Point total's not that bad either. They scored 42 against the Jaguars. That was 45-42 to the Jaguars. That's right after the Bills lost to Jacksonville 10-3, by the way. Then they lose to Cleveland 48-37. Remember that game? Like Cleveland ran out ahead early.
Yep.
And then Roethlisberger almost brought him back, but they couldn't stop him. Kansas City beat him 42-21 just because they were a 10 times better football team. And then the Bills beat him 31-17. So, I don't know. I'm not a Tomlin guy, though. I'm not a Tomlin guy at all. So, for me, I think McDermott's a better coach than Mike Tomlin. I'll say it. There you go. I think McDermott's a better coach than Mike Tomlin.
I think they're pretty the same, except for Tomlin has a Super Bowl. And whether it was 100 years ago or five minutes ago, he has something on his resume that Sean McDermott doesn't. He has gotten to the peak, and he's won a Super Bowl, and that's why he's still in the league coaching. And I think if you asked other people around the league, regardless of...
He won a Super... Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
But if you were to poll owners of every team, which coach would you rather have, Tomlin or McDermott? Do you know how many owners would probably say Tomlin over McDermott? I think a lot.
But that's not the right judgment here.
But those are the guys that hire.
The owners. I got John Mara out here on Hard Knocks, like crying about this running back leaving because his identity as an offense is running the football. Like, what do I want to do here? Tomlin won a Super Bowl when the Sabres were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know how long ago that was?
Still a Super Bowl.
In 2010.
You really want to get in an argument with me? You have to now defer to me at least 12 months for being right about Jared Goff. I think
that's fair.
That's fair.
But the question is not who was a better coach 14 years ago is a better coach right now. And Mike Tomlin, for 8 years, has not hit his defenses have consistently. You think McDermott's defenses have been bad in the playoffs? 45, 48, 42, and 31. And when you look at anything offensively, this is what my biggest problem with Tomlin is. Tomlin, more than McDermott, gets in the way of his offense.
What is
he doesn't allow them to throw. He wants to play conservative, run the ball. Look how long it took him to fire Matt Canada. Like, the guy doesn't have a clue what's going on in offense. He can't get out of his own way. McDermott, I think, at least gets out of his own way, if that's even not giving him enough credit. He let Brian Daboll, or, you know, maybe fought with him, but Daboll was here for multiple years and ran the offense he wanted. And for a 5-year stretch with McDermott as the head coach, they are the pass happiest offense in the team, not named Kansas City.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't get in the way of the offense to the degree that Tomlin
does. Let me ask you a question. Say a radio station is hiring a new on-air personality.
Okay.
All right. And that radio station's job is to interview and hire the best candidate for that position that'll help their rankings and help them be a successful radio station.
Okay.
Okay. And your two choices are a local guy that you like who has done some pretty good things, has already, you know, hosts a successful show and, you know, people generally like and they pine for, or a guy that had the most successful show in the country for a year 15 years ago and has multiple Emmys in that year, and your choice is between, even though it was 15 years ago, he has a proven track record of having the best, most listened to show in the country. And which one, if you had a bet that that guy was going to make sure you were successful, who would you back? The guy that has at least shown he can do it, regardless of how long ago it was, or the guy that...
But it's not multiple Emmys. It's one Emmy.
It's one Emmy. But the other guy's got no Emmys.
And I've seen
and
him
a proven track record of being the most popular show in the country.
A bunch of mid TV shows.
We need to get Alan Davis in here. We got to get his professional opinion on that.
I mean, he won an Emmy for, you know, a TV show 15 years ago, and since he's doing network sitcoms,
and now
mid
TV shows now suck.
Tomlin beat Ken Wisenhunt in a Super Bowl. That's the coach he beat.
Ken
Wisenhunt.
Mike Tomlin
and lost to
lost.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike Tomlin was lost. Now we're working with, you know, young Sheldon.
Tom Coughlin has won a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin. Should I hire him? Is he a better coach right now? I have proof of concept. Tom Coughlin.
He's got two Super Bowls.
I know
Tom
he can
Coughlin's
do it. Look at the Super Emmys. Bowls. Tom Coughlin. Let's hire him.
He's got two Super Bowls. He's old. That's not the same. I mean,
John Fox has coached in a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin has.
Well, he's old.
Gary Kubiak.
You're talking about Gary Kubiak can't coach anymore.
Is Doug Peterson a good coach? This guy.
He's got a Super Bowl.
Listen to him
he's
over
got
there.
A Super Bowl.
No, but you were hesitant. And
yeah,
that,
I was.
And that Super Bowl was only 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 6 years
he's
ago.
And he did it with Nick Foles.
Don't see, you bring up the name Mike Tomlin. I am ready to go.
It got you.
I can't.
It teed you.
I can't with him. His defenses stink in the playoffs.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
They're not. The Bills have let down Josh Allen, but they've not been that bad. They've not been that bad.
You know what? At least Mike Tomlin.
He didn't give up 48 to Blake Bortles. McDermott the week before only allowed 10 to Blake Bortles. Going way back in the vault for that one. All right, we got to hit a timeout. Kyle Brandt, angry runs. This is like angry takes today. We'll see if, if there's any guest that's going to keep the energy up. I have to imagine Kyle Brandt's going to do that. He's going to be on hand at the Bisons game on Saturday because it's Kyle Brandt Bobbleway giveaway day.
Bobblehead, but not Bobbleway. I don't know what Bobbleway
Did I say Bobbleway? Bobblehead.
Bobbleway.
Yeah, Bobblehead giveaway and autograph session with Kyle Brandt. He's going to throw the first pitch out as well. So we'll have him coming up next. Open Championship, by the way, Justin Thomas, the leader, 3-under par. I don't even remember the name of the guy that was tied with him, but he bogeyed. So Justin Thomas at the top of the leaderboard at the Open Championship.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I would say most still view Allen as like the guy they would take even behind Patrick Mahomes, or even there are a few that would take him before Patrick Mahomes. But there is that fatigue right now. It's like enough is enough with the turnovers. What is he going into year 7? That's sort of the issue. We're talking about like 78 turnovers or so, not only interceptions, but fumbles, just carelessness. So when you're talking about the quarterback position, that's a huge priority when it comes to winning and losing. And that probably has had an effect on the Bills not breaking throughs.
That's Jeremy Fowler. Josh is really trying to fire me up going through the rest of the show, I can tell. All right, I'm going to put that to the side for a moment because we have some fun here. Kyle Brandt now on the Wester Hotline. Buffalo mount up night for the Bisons this Saturday. First pitch at 6:35. Kyle will be throwing out the first pitch. He'll have a bobblehead giveaway, Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway, autographs as well. Angry runs, chicken wing race, the whole shebang this Saturday night. It'll be fun at the ballpark, 6:35 first pitch. Kyle, I think this is the first time we're speaking. Nice to have you on.
Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for having me.
What's up? You excited for Saturday? How much first pitch practice have you done, or will you do any?
Zero. Absolutely zero. I'm just going to – my plan is high heat. Very, very hard. The only thing that you can really embarrass yourself with in these things is if you one-hop it, if you short-hop it. And I know there's a long history of everybody from Baba Booey to 50 Cent to Carl Lewis, Mariah Carey. I'm not joining them. I may throw it through the backstop, but I'm not one-hopping the sucker, I promise.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? If you bounce it like 10 feet in front of the catcher, it's going viral, and not in a good way. And if you launch it, like the worst thing that could happen if you throw it high is if it goes over the catcher's head. I mean, what are you going to get? Like, oh, look at the arm on Kyle Brandt. Like, you can't even control it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be full Ricky Vaughn wild thing. Like, I'm really going to throw it as hard as I can. I may injure myself, but I'd rather do that than one-hop it. And the other thing is, like, the other emasculating thing in the first pitches is when, in my opinion, when you don't throw off the mound. Like, you're on the grass and they put that little mat in front of you. I will be on the mound, rosin bag, everything I need to do. I'll check the runner. I'm gonna go for the sucker. I mean, do you have any advice for me? You study this stuff.
I'm not studying for the first pitch stuff like that. That's for sure. Just throw it as hard as you possibly can. That would be my advice. I like the Ricky Vaughn style. Don't try to get it down the middle. Just put some heat on it. That would be the best I can do.
My promise is that I'm not promising I'm going to paint the corner. I promise it will not be boring. That's what I would say to the Bisons fan. And speaking of which, Joe, you got to help me with this. So the team reaches out to me, this incredibly generous, really flattering offer. Mm. We make this video to promote it. And when the video comes out, I get, you know, for every Bills fan saying, oh, this is so cool, I have 30 of them saying, hey, dude, It's not Bisons. It's Bisons. It's, we say Bisons here. So I've learned, you got to help me out. It is Bisons with hard Z, right?
It's Bisons. Yeah. I wonder if that's like an accent thing though. Like even like the very subtle differences around the country, because here, like we say, like the letter A, like we say ant a little bit different, I think, than other places in the country. I do wonder if that's more of like a where you're from thing, because Bisons would definitely be the way that you're going to hear it around here.
Yeah, I think it's 100%, because I'm familiar with the word Bisons. I've known that my whole life. One of our rival high schools in Chicago was spelled Bisons, but it was Bisons, I promise. When we get to Western New York, it's like a triple Z in the middle, and yeah. I will follow that rule for sure. Go Bisons. I'm in.
There we go. Love it. First pitch, 6:35, Buffalo Mound up night. Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway. I should mention this, there'll be a limited supply of Angry Run t-shirts.
Yeah.
And that'll benefit the Buffalo Bisons Charitable Foundation, the sales for that. And if you want to go, 20% off when you purchase before game day. So get your tickets now before Saturday if you want to go against the Rail Riders. So Kyle Brandt on the Western Hotline, NFL Network. I've been calling it Bill's Zoomies today, Kyle. I don't know if you have a dog where like you're getting all your energy out at the end of the day. You're running around the yard. And we've been doing that with Bills fans today before training camp starts. And there's been... Because there was this ESPN quote from an anonymous executive about Allen being overrated. So, of course, that fires people up, right?
Yep.
So, the turnovers has really been the thing that I've been finding myself the most fired up about. You've talked to Allen, of course, plenty of times before. You've been following the Bills for years. The turnovers specifically for Allen, do you see it as a big problem? Because my thing is always that regular season, sure, they're there, but... Statistically, they're almost completely gone in the playoffs, which is, I thought, what everybody said they care the most about.
You mean the biggest, most important games of the year when he plays his best football? You think that matters? You think that's actually relevant to this discussion? That's crazy. That's way too rational, Joe, and I don't understand why everyone's not paying attention to that. My take on the overrated quote was, when I first read it, I read it in text form, I thought they were talking about that Josh Allen from the Jaguars. And then, oh, no, Mike, hold on. He changed his name. It's not him. They're actually talking about the Bills quarterback. And then my take is that it's nonsense. No executive ever said that. Someone just made it up to get us through the last couple of weeks until training camp because everyone's sick of pretending they care about Brandon Ayuk's contract situation. So let's just float out some BS about Josh Allen and fill segments. There is no person in any NFL world who thinks he's overrated. In fact, listen, if you want to split hairs about turnovers in regular season, fine. I think Josh Allen's underrated, and I think you're going to find that out this year now that Diggs and Gabe are gone. I really do.
Yeah. On Diggs being gone and kind of how this year sets up for him and the Bills, expectations naturally are a little bit lower just because there's more questions than ever, especially on offense with the overhaul of receiver. We haven't really seen what Allen's looked like once he at least hit that, you know, took that big step forward. We haven't really seen him without Diggs. So for you, what they've done this offseason, the new coordinator getting his first full offseason in as well, what should expectations be to you for the Bills' offense this year?
MVP-type season from Josh Allen, and I'm not just saying that to bounce off the walls. I really mean this. If anybody really thinks that Josh Allen was a product of Stephon Diggs in any way, it's ludicrous. You're not watching. I respect Stephon Diggs. I respect the production. He got Josh into NFL adulthood. He took him in adolescence, and he helped him get to adulthood. And now Josh Allen is a full-grown-ass man in the NFL who is not a product in any way of Stephon Diggs, let alone Gabe. You're going to really appreciate how good he is this year. And I know I mentioned MVP. My comp is this, 2015 Carolina Panthers. Hmm. Think about that. It's a Super Bowl team. Cam Newton was the MVP. They had almost no wide receivers whatsoever on that team. He would just hulk out all season, work with tight ends, work with running backs, with a Sean McDermott defense on that team, and he was the best player in the league. That is the kind of season I expect from Josh Allen. And let's not pretend there's not this thing too, Joe, where like there was a weight that Stephon Diggs brought, both to Josh, to all the coaches, in which every 20 minutes they'd have to be asked questions they didn't want to be asked about Stephon Diggs and his personality and the relationship. I think that wore them down. I think it definitely wore down the quarterback after a few years. It's all gone now. Free, loose, fun. I guess Diggs was really good. They'll find a way to place the production. I think he's going to be fantastic this year. I think Josh Allen's going to have the leading MVP candidacy this year.
Yeah, it kind of sets up nicely for him. I guess the only thing I wonder if this one trend has been more of a coincidence or if this is something voters take serious account into is that almost every MVP winner in the last decade was the one seed. You know, it's often given to the quarterback on the team that had the best season. Not always. Matt Ryan, I think, was the two seed, so it can adjust a little bit. But that also could be a little bit of randomness. I don't know. For you, like, do the Bills have to line up next to Allen having MVP level numbers with a year where they're competing at least for the bye? I would think they certainly have to be, you know, winning the division if he's going to be in that type of conversation.
Definitely. And winning the division for sure. But I think there's a couple really important and tangible criteria for MVP. The tangible one is obviously stats. You got to put up numbers and whatnot. But I think the thing that voters love, and I've seen this over the years, they love a story. They love an arc. They love it something different. They love this guy's in a new team or this guy has a new coach. Or in the case of Josh Allen, he has the story already written. Almost 200 receptions just walked out of his huddle from last season, and everyone's thinking, well, then maybe the bubble has burst a little bit. He's going to have to do this all by himself, and he will. That's a great story. If Diggs leaves and whoever knows what he does with Houston, fine. Don't underestimate, though, the power of a really good story, and I think he has one already, as long as the production is there, and I think it will be.
Kyle Brandt on the Western Hotline. Buffalo mount up night at the Bisons game on Saturday. Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway, 6:35 first pitch. Be sure to check it out. What about the division around the Bills? How much respect do you give the Jets and the Dolphins as threats this year?
A ton. I mean, let's not pretend we don't. Like, my prediction for last year, and I know this hurts people's ears. Last year, everybody predicts their playoff teams or MVP winner. My prediction for MVP last year was Rodgers. I thought Aaron Rodgers was going to win MVP. Now, obviously, it went wildly different after four plays. But for some of the reasons I mentioned, he already won it four times. He had the story. I thought he put up the statistical stuff. The Jets' defense is for real. They're really good. Their offense is completely loaded. I still don't know if Robert Saleh is going to blink when it gets really tough. He hasn't coached many big games. But the Dolphins are still lingering there, too. I mean, this division, I think, is going to be one of the better ones. I still don't anticipate anything out of New England. But those three teams, I think, are still fantastic. And I think, like, listen, the Jets thing was supposed to be this massive, massive deal last year and was gone in 5 seconds, and now we'll run it back. And Rodgers is one of these guys that whatever you want to say about him off the field, fine. I can't quit him on the field. He's still the best quarterback I have ever seen. I'm not saying the greatest like Brady. I've never seen anybody play the game better than Rodgers. And now he's got a fantastic offense, one of the best defenses he's ever had in his career. The Jets are going to be for real.
Finally, Kyle, before we let you go, the Chiefs going into this year, Mahomes made that comment earlier in the week about how he kind of knew like things weren't right middle of last year and it wasn't as fun as it's been in past years. Like, they kind of won when they were going through all this offensive trepidation, but they won anyway because their defense was so good and Mahomes steps up in moments where he needs to. So should I consider them to be better going into this year, given that they added some at receiver? I mean, it's tough. They won the Super Bowl, so I don't even know how to like kind of frame that. But right. I don't know. I look at their roster on paper, and I feel like last year might have been the time for someone to get them because I think they probably got better.
Isn't that funny? Like, it felt like it was a down year for them last year, and they won the Super Bowl. They got smacked by the Raiders at the end of last season, and everyone was jumping off like, oh, they're cooked. Then they win the Super Bowl. They beat that Baltimore team. It's just one of these things. It's like the opposite of the Cowboys, Joe. Like, we get so excited about the Cowboys, and they always fall on their face. The Chiefs are like, they're going to look bad at some point this season. They will always find a way. This might be the last ride for Kelce. This might be the last season. But as it pertains to the Bills, I'm looking at two playoff matches that are just so ripe. I feel like Stephon Diggs is coming back to Buffalo representing Houston in the playoffs. And they're going to have, and then the Bills are going to have to play this Chiefs team with the rookie wide receiver that they handed to the Chiefs and is the fastest guy in NFL history. So I'm excited for both of those, and yes, the Chiefs will matter. Remember, there's really only one playoff loss that you can put on Patrick Mahomes. If any, the one he lost to Cincinnati where he did not play well, the other ones were not on him in any way. There's one time Patrick Mahomes has been in a playoff game and kind of blew it ever, and it's a crazy, crazy stat. So they're always going to be there. Someone will have to take them out, and it's just so, so hard to do. But when they suck sometime around week 12 or week 16, nobody expects them to continue because they will fix it.
Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway on Saturday. Angry runs from the chicken wing race as well. Angry runs. You might have some more kickoff returns this year on Angry Runs, I'm guessing.
Dude, I hope so. I would love special teams Angry Runs. Yeah. I love sending the scepter to like the weird guys you've never heard of, who's some guy who gets his hand on the ball, who's a nickel and gets an interception and returns it. I would love special team scepters. I'm ready to hand them out, and I will have it on Saturday night in Buffalo.
All right, love it. Bisons. I feel like actually, if you just say it fast enough, people won't even notice if you're off a little bit.
I'm gonna cough while I say it. The Buffalo Bisons.
Perfect.
I'll figure it out by the time I get there. My family and I are driving there. It's gonna take us 6 hours, and I'm gonna just rehearse for the whole drive, so I'll be ready.
All right, 6 hour drive, and he'll be throwing the first pitch on Saturday. Looking forward to it. 20% off when you purchase before game day. Reminder if you want to go on Saturday night. Kyle, thanks again. Great to talk to you, and good luck on Saturday.
Everybody, come hang Saturday night, Joe. I really appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyle.
Later, man.
All right, we'll take a timeout here. We'll wrap things up. Extendo Sports on the way back. Open Championship update. There are a bunch of guys at 2 under par, all one shot back of Justin Thomas, who is 3 under par. Sepp Straka, Russell Henley, Justin Rose, Alex Noren, Nikolai Hogard. The next real big name after Thomas. Again, some guys haven't teed off. Tiger is off, I believe, now, right? Tiger teed off. That's him on one in there. I got the 2 TV action here. I got McIntyre. What's Peacock doing? Why do I have McIntyre on here instead of Tiger?
Rory is currently on the screen, actually.
Rory's on the screen.
On 16. He is plus 6.
Oh.
By the way, last break.
Rory.
Last break, DeChambeau made a crazy eagle putt to go plus 5.
Wow. Oh, to go plus 5. I finally convinced myself. Not convinced myself. I started watching his YouTube channel, and it's so good. And he's so much more likable. Once you watch him more and more, then I definitely had been acting. So finally, like, okay, I'm going to root for DeChambeau. I'm into him now. And plus 5. Just blows up the first 9 holes, and it's already over. So you get some bigger names. Scheffler tees off in about 30 minutes. So not everybody's out on the course yet. So Thomas, for now, though, is the leader. Extendo Sports on the way, and then we'll wrap things up, get you off to the Extra Point Show coming up next here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports Extra Point Show with Derek Kramer is on the way. T.O. in the news. T.O., who I love. I'm one of the biggest T.O. fans out there. I will defend that guy at any corner. I might not go with him here, though. T.O. says he feels disrespected by Tom Brady because he tried to come out of retirement 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Antonio Brown was losing his mind and got kicked off the team, and the Buccaneers wanted a veteran proven receiver to join the team for the playoffs. So T.O. said he got Brady's number from Randy Moss, and he tried calling and texting Brady about playing for the Bucs, and Brady ignored him. Which, I guess, is completely understandable because Owens was 48 years old at the time. Although I did see there was someone replied with a video of T.O. that year at 48 years old, apparently when he was trying to play for the Bucs, running like a 4.440. The dude's an insane athlete. He always has been. His last year in the NFL for Cincinnati at like 38 years old, he had like 900, he had like 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. You never see that from players of that age. He could have played longer. He definitely could have played longer, but his reputation definitely got him, you know, got him ostracized. All right, JT, Justin Thomas, the leader at the Open Championship as we wrap things up here on the Extra Point Show. On Jeremy and Joe. Extra Point Show is on the way next. Derek Kramer, I'm off tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday, which means only 2 more days for me before Bills training camp on Wednesday. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the tweets. Stay tuned. Line them up for calls if you want to get in with Derek. He's on the way next on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports Extra Point Show with Derek Kramer is on the way. T.O. in the news. T.O., who I love. I'm one of the biggest T.O. fans out there. I will defend that guy at any corner. I might not go with him here, though. T.O. says he feels disrespected by Tom Brady because he tried to come out of retirement 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Antonio Brown was losing his mind and got kicked off the team, and the Buccaneers wanted a veteran proven receiver to join the team for the playoffs. So T.O. said he got Brady's number from Randy Moss, and he tried calling and texting Brady about playing for the Bucs, and Brady ignored him. Which, I guess, is completely understandable because Owens was 48 years old at the time. Although I did see there was someone replied with a video of T.O. that year at 48 years old, apparently when he was trying to play for the Bucs, running like a 4.440. The dude's an insane athlete. He always has been. His last year in the NFL for Cincinnati at like 38 years old, he had like 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. You never see that from players of that age. He could have played longer. He definitely could have played longer, but his reputation definitely got him ostracized. All right, JT, Justin Thomas, the leader at the Open Championship as we wrap things up here on the Extra Point Show. On Jeremy and Joe. Extra Point Show is on the way next. Derek Kramer. I'm off tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday, which means only two more days for me before Bills training camp on Wednesday. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the tweets. Stay tuned. Line them up for calls if you want to get in with Derek. He's on the way next on WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!